Okay. Hi, guys. This is the Geek Podcast. I'm Nell.
And I'm Kendra.
And we're going to test this out. We haven't done a podcast before, but we thought we'd start by doing an anime podcast and going over the spring season of anime and just looking at what anime we're interested in, what we're looking forward to, and what we'll probably be watching in spring. So what do you want to start with first?
So we just start off with what we're going to watch this next upcoming spring season?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to do the Stray Dogs one?
Yeah. So I'm interested in seeing Bungo Stray Dogs, which translates to sort of like literary master Stray Dogs. It's by Bones, which is an amazing animation studio, and I've read a little bit of the manga, and it's quite interesting. I've only read maybe two or three chapters, so I don't really know how it's going to sort of go along plot-wise, but
yeah. How new is the manga?
It's not too new. I don't know the year off by heart, but I would say it's not super new, but it's definitely not old.
And is it like a shonen one or like a seinen manga or?
I would say if I had to put it under sort of a genre, I would definitely say seinen.
Okay. And how many volumes are released for it?
Gosh, I don't know.
like do we have to worry about like it airing like 12 episodes and then we won't get any more?
Well, I know for sure that the anime for now is just going to be 12 episodes. And then I assume Bones is going to just see what the reception for it is like. And we'll probably continue from there. I don't know if 12 episodes is what they'll use for the whole series. I think the series manga is still going on, but don't quote me on that.
Okay, because I was thinking it would suck for it to be accelerated, right? And they like skip a lot of stuff out.
Yeah. Noragami kind of suffered from that, and it was not good.
I was interested in it. I hadn't heard about it before I watched the preview, or you had talked about it the other day. And it does look cool. It's a mystery. I like mystery stuff. I thought it was interesting that all the characters were named after writers.
Yeah, so basically that's where the Bungo part comes from, is because it translates to literary masters. So okay, that's a nice little factoid there for you.
Okay, so you've read some of the manga. So why are they named after writers? Is it mystery novel writers?
For that, I don't know. I don't know why. From what I read, I don't know why. There may be more reasons later on, but what I read, I don't know.
Okay, so you don't know if it'll come to play in the future or...
Yeah, I just don't know.
If there's a reason for it or if it's just totally random.
Yeah, it could be totally random. Who knows?
Yeah, because I was looking at the character list and I'm like, they're writers, but it's all like Japanese writers. So I didn't recognize. I wouldn't have known their names were based off of writers.
Right.
I really like the art design. The animation quality looks really good as well. Hopefully it stays consistent throughout the 13 episodes. But yeah, the mystery is like the characters are part of a special detective agency, and then they have supernatural powers too.
Yeah.
Is that the case? Okay. Yeah. So they're kind of like the elite squad that they don't want to send the regular people in. They send the elite people in with the supernatural powers.
They're kind of a private agency, to be honest.
Oh, okay.
So they're not necessarily run by any government stuff, but.
Okay. You know. So they're like for hire. They're like private.
Yeah.
Do they make money?
I think they do. I mean, I don't know why else they would do it.
They
don't really seem like the all-time like justice type by any means, but
so how do they make money?
I assume it's just via bounty or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Like do the first chapter the first chapter, or I assume the first episode will revolve around people seeing a tiger that seemingly just disappears out of nowhere once it kills its victims. So the first episode revolves around, I don't remember his name, but it's the black haired dude. He goes and tries and finds out what's with these appearances of the tiger that's killing people. And along the way he finds the other main character, who I also don't remember the name of, which is really bad because he's my favorite character. he's just kind of living homeless, so he kind of gets dragged into it too.
Oh, Nakajima.
Okay, there we go.
That's his name.
Atsushi. Nakajima Atsushi, okay. Right?
Oh, okay. Atsushi is his first name.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's kind of cool. So, do you know the director, Takuya Igarashi? Do you know what else he directs at all? I don't know.
I don't know directors very much. I know maybe one, but... I'm sure if you went and you like looked up his name, I would know some of the stuff he did, but by name, I don't know directors very well.
The voice actors, I noticed a few were from Attack on Titan, and then one of the characters was voiced by Rin in the Free anime.
Oh, Miyano Mamoru. Miyano Mamoru is objectively.
Yeah, I don't know.
The most famous male voice actor in Japan right now. Like, he is loved by all. I don't know a single person who doesn't like him. He's very in demand in a lot of anime. And he's also a singer. I saw him.
Really? I didn't know he was a singer.
He's a singer, yeah.
Is there going to be singing in...
I don't think so. So Miyano, I saw him live one time actually. I went to the Tales of Festival and they had a whole bunch of the voice actors there. And he voiced Flynn in Tales of Vesperia in the Tales games.
I was gonna say that, yeah. Does he sing in Tales of Vesperia?
He does not.
Well, if he sings, why aren't they taking advantage of
it? I don't know.
Maybe they're just extra.
He tried to really get the fangirls in the audience like super rallied up because he kept trying to make like gay jokes towards Yuri's voice actor, but Yuri's voice actor was so uncomfortable. I felt so bad for him.
Yeah, it's always awkward when there's that one shy person that's like, oh my god, please stop. Don't encourage them. I'd be that person. I'd be like, please shut up. Please stop.
I'm looking at the voice actor list right now, and I know some of them by name. I know Ryunosuke's voice actor, who is Ono Kensho, and he voiced Mika or Michaela in Owari no Seraph, Seraph of the End. He also voices Riku in one of my favorite Mobage, Idolish 7. Who else do I know? I know Kamiya Hiroshi, who voiced Yato in Noragami and a whole bunch of other things. As for the main character, Atsushi, his voice actor is quite new. He only has about 5 roles under his belt at the moment, and I only know him from one, and the one that I know him from, the anime wasn't that good, but him as a voice actor, he seemed just fine, so I'm interested in seeing how he'll do. I'm always looking forward to, like, new talent when it comes to seiyuu or voice actors.
I do, too. It's nice to have fresh blood and, like, voices you're not familiar with and you haven't heard before. I think, like, a really good example of that is Maya Sakamoto when she voiced Hitomi in Escaflowne.
Yeah.
And she was really young, right?
Yeah, like 16 or something.
Yeah, she was like 14 or 16. She was 16 because she was the same age as Hitomi. I remember that.
Okay.
It's nice when they get voice actors who voice act the same age. Like, I know, like say you are very good at, like, voicing, like, young kids and stuff. But it's nice actually hearing like a young voice actor voice a young character.
Right. So I took a look at the director. His name's Takuya Igarashi, and he has some extremely big names under his belt, from really old stuff like the very first Sailor Moon to, it looks like...
they should bring him back. They should bring him back for the new Sailor Moon.
They should. They need it. He's done Mushishi, he's done Soul Eater, Star Driver, Host Club, and lots of really, really good titles. He did Utena, which is amazing.
Yeah. So this is promising. Yeah. So hopefully it lives up to the names it has behind its belt. I'm always a bit like, I'm always a bit pessimistic. So I'll just like keep my expectations in check.
Right.
Yeah. But it sounds good.
As for the opening theme, it'll be sung by Grand Rodeo, who did a lot of Karaoke No Basket songs, opening and ending themes. So if you like that, you can always check that out.
Is it like high pumping action kind of?
It'll probably be one of those kind of songs, yeah.
Okay. Okay, cool. And yeah. When is it set to air?
I don't know.
Let me look. Y'all, we should get this information to the people. Like the two people that are going to watch this, if we're lucky.
I do want to say that the music composer for like the background music for Bungo Stray Dogs is the same one as Noragami, which hypes me up so much. Because that is one of my favorite soundtracks of all time. Anyway, it's set to air April 7th, 2016.
At 1:05 a.m.
Yeah, JST. Japanese.
I wanted to say Justin Standard Time. JST.
Anyway, those under the age of 17 are not allowed to watch this. What? The rating is R17 plus. So you're not allowed to watch it.
Is it that violent? Like, I don't think it's going to show boobies or anything.
I don't think it's going to show boobies either.
Where are you seeing the rating here?
It's on my anime list, yo.
I don't know. I'm on R17.
Yeah. For violence and profanity.
It didn't look like that violent in the preview.
Well, no. I don't, like, there wasn't a lot of violence that I saw in the manga so far. I don't know why it's rated that. I couldn't give you an answer.
Okay, so basically, we're both interested in it. We're both going to watch it. Well, I'm going to watch the first episode at least. Are you there?
Yeah. I'm just waiting for you to say something.
I was like, I don't know what else to say.
I don't have anything else to say either.
Should we can move on to the next one.
Okay. Do you want to pick the next one?
Let's talk about that Kotetsujo no Kabaneri.
Kotetsujo means sort of like a fortress, like an iron fortress, I think. Kabaneri, I think that's just a name because it's in katakana, which means, I'm assuming it just means like Kabaneri's Iron Fortress.
All I know about this, it's directed by somebody, Tetsuro Araki. He worked on Death Note. He works on Attack on Titan and others. And then it's written by the person who wrote Code Geass, which, I mean, I'm not a huge fan of, but a lot of people are. I don't know how you feel about Code Geass.
It's okay.
I was just reminded we watched something funny related to Code Geass.
The only thing I remember wanting to say about Kotetsujo no Kabaneri is that it is by Wit Studio, which is a relatively new studio, but they did produce Attack on Titan and Owari no Seraph, or Seraph, I don't know if you want to call it Seraph at the end or Owari no Seraph. I just call it Owari no Seraph. So you should assume like the same amount of quality animation wise as those two, because they were consistent in their quality, where they had some really, really good episodes and others that were like definitely lacking in animation quality, because I feel like they don't have a very good way to like balance their budget, and they tend to spend all their budget on singular episodes. So, but maybe this is different. Maybe they learned their lesson, but so far they really haven't.
Yeah, hopefully they didn't spend the whole budget on like the first episode or whatever's in the preview, because the animation is beautiful in the preview. It reminds me of like really good animation in some of the, like the 90s anime. Like it was very fluid, like, and the shading was really well done. So the translation for Kotetsujo no Kabaneri, you're talking something about it was armed fortress or something?
Yeah, some sort of fortress.
Okay, so I have a translation, and so literally it's knocking on the walls of the armored fortress.
Okay.
Okay, so the weird thing about this is it looks exactly like an Attack on Titan clone, except it's like steampunky, Japan-y kind of thing, rather than it being in Europe. So, like, I'm wondering if they're just trying to take the success of Attack on Titan because they're not, it's on hiatus right now, right? To try to, like, give, like, the fans some piecemeal thing to, like hold on to until Attack on Titan comes out. So, it's an original series. It's not based on a manga or anything like that. But the part that worries me the most is that it looks a lot like Attack on Titan. Not necessarily the animation, like a little bit, but just the premise of it.
I'm looking at some of the character designs right now, and a lot of the designs look very 90s almost to me.
Yeah, so you got that vibe too?
Yeah.
I totally got a 90s, like, maybe not 80s, but like an early 90s vibe, like, what's that anime? With blue in it? Not Macross. I can't remember. I don't know. It just reminded me of specific anime, but I can't.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
The blue. Blue, not blue. It's not Blue Lagoon. No, Blue Lagoon.
No.
Blue Lagoon's maybe. A place in Iceland. I was thinking of Red Lagoon.
No, maybe it's Blue Lagoon.
No, it's not Blue Lagoon. I was thinking of Red Lagoon and thinking of Blue Lagoon as in the place from Iceland. So,
Perfect blue.
Blue
perfect
submarine?
Blue. I don't know. No, perfect blue, right?
Perfect blue? I don't know.
No, I think perfect blue is too old.
Anime with
how old is perfect
blue in the title?
Oh, no, perfect
blue. Blue gender, blue. Perfect blue. Blue what? Seed?
Blue?
Were you thinking of blue seed? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
Mm. No.
Anyway.
But just 90s.
Anyway, I like this is my first time looking at information about this. I didn't even look up anything about this beforehand, so I'm looking at it now. And I will say that my favorite voice actor is in this, so maybe I will watch it.
Who's that?
Ryota Osaka. He voices Nick Leo in Tales.
Oh my god. So
scary. Oh, he also voices Kai in Show by Rock. Yuki in Suritama, and what else do I want to say? I'll just give that for now.
Kendra loves Nick Leo.
I love Nick Leo.
The synopsis is the world is in the middle of an industrial revolution when suddenly an unknown creature appears that cannot be slain unless its heart, which is protected by a plate of tempered iron, is pierced. So the creature can infect humans and turn them into undead creatures?
Like zombies?
I don't know. It's weird.
So it looks like the composer is Hiroyuki Sawano. And while I absolutely hate the Guilty Crown anime, the Guilty Crown anime has one of the best soundtracks of all time.
It has good animation, too.
What?
It has good animation.
It does have good animation. They also did music for Kill la Kill, Attack on Titan, a whole bunch of, like, really, really famous stuff, so.
Oh, talking of Kill la Kill, Kill la Kill is made by the same studio as the Stray Dogs anime, right?
No, Kill la Kill was done by Trigger, who is doing the Kiznaiver anime we're going to probably talk about next.
Okay, got it. Okay, so yeah, it looks interesting. It's kind of like, oh, the main protagonist encounters this mysterious girl. Oh, yeah. But, I mean, it looks cool. Like, I'm going to watch it just for the animation alone. I'll give it a fair shake. Are you going to watch it?
Yeah. I mean, Osaka Ryo does it.
Okay.
Okay. I'll give it at least a shot. I like to give things at least maybe like a couple episodes to see how it goes.
Well, the chief animation director did Psycho Pass too, and Psycho Pass is...
I never watched Psycho Pass.
It's on Netflix, so I watched a couple episodes of it.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's like I want to finish it, but I just have other... Like, and then I started watching Kenshin, so... Fair, fair.
So I've been interested in this anime since probably a while ago. So I'm interested in an anime called Kiznaiver, and I've been interested in it for quite a while, ever since I saw the character designs, and also that it was the new anime by Trigger, who have done Little Witch Academy, Kill la Kill.
I like that anime.
Yeah, I know. It's very good. what else did they do? What was the other one they did? Crap, I can't remember. But yeah, anyway, I'm super interested in it. So it looks like, by just reading the synopsis, it seems like in a fictional city named Sugimori City, there's a declining population. So this one guy gets selected to sort of, it's weird because it says that to share his wounds. So I assume there's like this system where you can like connect people through their injuries or their wounds or something like that. And I think they're like aiming for world peace.
Yeah, so
it's really weird. It's really weird. I'm thinking that they're being like super vague on purpose, though.
Oh no, I just think it just doesn't make sense for the sake of not making sense. Because it sounds like if you get hurt, you can distribute that like pain to other people, and it's like so. I guess so you can continue on fighting while somebody else takes the pain, right?
Well, let's just see, like. I can't make a prediction if this is going to be good or if it's going to be bad. All I know is that Trigger is an amazing studio, and this looks interesting to me. The main character is voiced by Yuki Kaji, who's probably going to be in a million other things this season too, because he's like probably right under Miyano Mamoru for popularity at the moment.
All I can say, it looks like there's a really annoying girl character with the ponytails. I'm calling it. She's going to be annoying. The guy with the pink hair and the yellow shirt kind of looks like a tool. And he also looks like he's holding hands with like white / cayenne colored hair dude. And there's a lens flare in the picture too, which I'm not a fan of.
The soundtrack's going to be done by Yuki Hayashi, who has done Death Parade, Haikyuu. All that wonderful stuff that I like. This season seems to be like a really good season.
Haikyuu is on Netflix now, too.
Oh, my God. You should watch it.
Put it on my list.
Nice. Anyway, Haikyuu and Death Parade have awesome music, too. So the season seems to be like really good for composers. I don't know why, but it is.
Maybe they were like all in hiding.
Maybe they were. We have an extremely, extremely fresh director on this one. He's done literally nothing that I know. In fact, his name comes up for like almost nothing when I Google him, I think. Let me double check that, though. That's just what I'm remembering.
The logo kind of looks like the Durarara logo.
I don't know what the logo is.
It's in the picture on Mal. It just gives me those vibes. Don't read into it.
Okay, so.
How many episodes?
Good question. I don't know.
What did it say? It's airing on April 9th. It's sci-fi. Yeah, obviously.
I don't see where it says how many episodes it's going to be.
I guess they don't know. It kind of seems like a 13-episode anime. But if it was, I'm surprised they wouldn't say
it. It seems the director has done quite a bit of storyboarding and has been, like, an assistant director in a lot of stuff. In Kill la Kill and Rage of Bahamut Genesis and Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood. But besides that, this is his first one as lead director, so that'll be interesting to see.
Is Trigger can they put a lot of money behind this? Do you think or no?
Oh yeah, definitely. Okay.
That's good news.
They're still relatively new, actually. I think they like their first thing ever was the first Little Witch Academia, which won the Young Animator Award thingy. I don't know. It was back in 2013, I think. So that was when they started doing big productions. So they're still pretty new.
Okay. The only thing that worries me, the story seems like too weird. So
no, I admit it sounds. I admit it sounds weird, but I'm still interested in seeing it.
Okay. Yeah, I'll watch the first episode. Yeah, it just sounds weird. I don't know what to think about it. Like, and it's like all the anime. It's like they go up in class. It's like you have been selected to be a Kiznaiver. Like, how old are these? Okay, so they're in high school. So it's another high school anime. Have all the ones we've talked about been high school animes?
Stray Dogs isn't necessarily high school anime.
Okay, good. Well, I mean, so hopefully they get out of the high school and they go.
Stray Dogs airs, you're probably, like, to anybody who's not expecting this, there's probably going to be a lot of new BL pictures on the internet after it airs, so be prepared for that. Just the main two characters. Yeah.
Love each other.
Yeah. Okay, do we want to move on?
That's why it's so popular, though. Yeah.
I might bring up Yakuten Saiban just really quickly, because we all know what Ace Attorney is. The one thing I do want to mention, though, is that it is by A1 Productions, which means it's going to be absolutely beautiful. if you know Anohana, if you know Your Lie in April, if you know any of those really, really gorgeous anime, it's going to be absolutely amazing. The one thing that confuses the hell out of me is that Yuki Kaji is listed to voice Naruhodo Ryuichi, who's Phoenix Wright, and that's just weird because he usually voices like preteen guys. So it's gonna be like, I'm going to assume it's going to be like a role that he's never really done before, which is kind of interesting, but that confuses the hell out of me.
Wait, so they don't have the voice actors from the game?
I don't think so. I mean, maybe Edgeworth's is, but Yuki Kaji, I'm pretty sure he wasn't Phoenix Wright before.
Huh, that's odd. Yeah, I was looking at info for the new Phoenix Wright game, and, like, Maya's all grown up now and stuff, yep. So I wasn't sure if, like, this anime was coinciding with the game release, because I'm not sure when the game releases, and who knows if it'll ever get an English release.
It's not coinciding with the game release, because the game release won't be for quite a while. I don't think. Plus, this is, like, the very, very first game adapted into an anime, so... Yeah.
So it's based off a specific game or just in the Phoenix Wright universe?
I think it's based off the first game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who's the main character? Is it not Phoenix Wright?
It's Phoenix Wright.
Oh, okay.
Like, even if you look at the promotional, jacket for it.
I get it.
It looks like the first game.
Oh, yeah, it does.
A single picture.
I was confused because it had, like, defense attorney Naruhodo Ryuichi. I'm like, who the hell is that?
That's Phoenix Wright.
that's Phoenix Wright. He does have a Japanese name.
Yes. And his name, Naruhodo, means, of course.
I know.
Naruhodo. They have puns in Japanese, too.
Oh, God. It must be a nightmare, like, localizing some of the jokes in that. A lot of times, like, when I'm playing the games, I'm like, this is a bit of a stretch, what you're saying right now. But I understand probably if you were to translate directly into Japanese, it would make no sense. I also gotta wonder if, like, they have to change the items in the games and stuff. You know what I mean?
Like, how so?
Because it would make... Well, it's just...
Oh, like, sort of like the Japanese items in it?
Well, not that they're Japanese. It's just, like the clues and stuff... Or like the puns or stuff, like, and you're like investigate things. I don't know. It just seems like they'd have to change some stuff.
Well, they definitely do. Like, in the history of the Phoenix Wright games, it's pretty like well known like how domestic of a translation it is, because like they even change the setting to not Japan. They change it to America, at least in the first few games.
Yeah. No, what I was thinking of, like there was like a vase or an item or like or something like that, and it had a name and it was similar to one of the characters' names, and that's like why they're getting confused. It's like stuff like that where it's like, well, like a person's name and this item might sound the same in Japanese, but it wouldn't sound at all like in English, right?
Yeah, yeah. And that's definitely tough to portray. I personally think the localization team for Phoenix Wright is absolutely amazing. Lots of people disagree with me on that because they say it's like weird that they like made it so westernized. And like, this is coming from somebody who absolutely hates when you like westernize a lot of things. Like, I really hate the new Fire Emblem Fates localization, but that's for another day.
Check your privilege.
What?
Check your privilege.
What do you mean, check my privilege?
I'm just kidding.
Okay, you talk about an anime now. I don't have much to say about Phoenix Wright. We all know what Phoenix Wright is. And it's going to be amazing because it's by an amazing studio.
I hope it's good. I hope it's... Well, the thing is, if it's a carbon copy of the game, like, I already know how the... how it unfolds, so it wouldn't be as interesting. So,
but you could say that about like a movie adaptation of a book, and you're still interested in stuff like that.
Yeah, but it's different for a detective series where it's like you're waiting for that hook, like, oh, that's the killer, right?
I guess, yeah.
Like, because like I've read like the Sherlock Holmes novels, for example, right? And I've been playing the game, and there's a couple cases. Well, most of them are based off of like the stories in the book, and it's like you're solving the clues and stuff, and it's like, well, I already know the answer to this. There's no mystery to it. It's still a good game, but it's like I'm not guessing myself, like I'm not second guessing anything because I know the conclusion. I know who's the killer. I know what the clue is, right?
Right. Hey, so, you want to hear a sound?
What's that? Contradiction.
Can you hear that?
Are you eating something?
No. This is what happens when you rub your Yeti microphone against a makeup brush.
Are you okay?
I've just been playing with this like eyebrow groomer for like the past half.
Eyebrow groomer? Why do you have an eyebrow groomer?
Because it came with my makeup brush kit. I don't know. Anyway, you talk about one now. Talk about a different anime.
Okay, let's talk about Joker Game.
Okay, I know nothing about this other than it looks like Bakano.
Okay, so I watched the preview of it. I'm like, oh, this looks like Bakano. Oh, this looks cool. So it's set in World War II. So apparently it's set in 1937. So kind of a bit before the war kind of like really gets going. So it's on the eve of World War II. And so... it involves, like, a spy training camp or organization. And I think they work for the Imperial Japanese Army. The thing I'm worried about is, like, how Japan deals with World War II. Ignore or all the horrendous shit they kind of did back then. So
not really. Not anymore.
They're ashamed. Well, no, they're ashamed of it, so they don't like talking about it.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's like, I don't know what kind of turn it's got. Like, so, like, are they, is this spy, like, agency, are they working for Japan? Or are they working, like, to provide intel to, like...
Well, it says Imperial like, Japanese like Army, so...
Well, that's what I'm thinking. So I'm just wondering... how they're going to approach this.
The D agency, hey.
Oh, it's called the D agency?
Yeah.
I wonder what the D stands for.
But it says...
Hint stands for dick.
Okay, but this is interesting because I'm looking at it and it says that it's about the person who establishes the D agency... goes against the IGA doctrine, don't kill, don't get killed, don't get captured. So that's kind of interesting.
Okay. I really liked it. Like, everybody's wearing, like, uniforms and stuff like that.
And it says they do missions against both domestic and foreign powers, so. Well, they're sort of their own thing.
Oh, like stray dogs? They're working for themselves.
Yeah.
And there seems to be gambling involved. Like, they were like playing poker, and it's called Joker Game.
Joker Game. Anyway, I'm looking at the voice actor list. Lots and lots of familiar names. Tomokazu Seki, amazing guy. He voices Gin and Gintama, or what's his name? Gin. Well, no, Gin. His name's Gin.
Gin, okay.
But I forget his full name. Hiro Shimono, super good. Ryohei Kimura, super good. He voices Srei in Tales of Zestiria. I'm going to bring up Tales of Zestiria anytime. Hosoya Yoshimasa Hoshiya, Sosuke from Free. Morikawa, Yuki Kaji again. I told you he's going to be in fucking everything. Jun Fukuyama, also amazing. Character designers, Shiro Miwa, the same as Kiznaiver. So he's doing two things this season.
Okay, cool. So I like this premise because it's more realistic. A lot of anime, like we've been talking about, involves like kind of like magic, kind of like mysterious powers and stuff. So this won't go that route, I don't think. If it would, that would be weird to have like magic in like World War II. So I don't think they're going to do that. I know it's based on the manga. I've never read it, but so hopefully it's more of like a psychological kind of anime. I don't know how much action there's going to be in it either. I'm kind of hoping it's going to be like a throwback to like old spy, like film noir type things. That's what I'm hoping for.
Right.
And it has hot guys in it too.
Which one do you think is the hottest?
I didn't see any girls in the preview. I didn't see any girls in the preview, which is weird.
No, I'm looking at the character list and there's like no girls. So
yeah, I guess girls weren't part of the war. I guess in Japan. Okay, cool. Yeah, so I'm definitely going to be checking that out. Oh, they have the opening and ending released. Do you know who Quad Drangle is?
I have no idea who that is.
Do you know who Magic of Life is?
I have no idea.
Okay, good.
Okay. Do we have anything else to talk about?
Yeah. The Uchu Patrol.
Oh, that's right.
Yuko.
That's right. Let me
get hyped. Here. Most anticipated anime of the spring season. It's only 7 episodes.
Basically, it looks really cute.
I know.
I'm assuming none of the characters talk in it because there's no there's no voice actors lined up.
Oh my god.
So I'm assuming it's like more of a silent. Well, besides film. Music.
Oh, and this one's by Trigger as well.
Is it by Trigger?
Yes, it's by Trigger. You like Trigger?
I love Trigger.
Yeah. So you're definitely going to watch it.
Well, I was going to watch it anyway, but I'm even more hyped knowing that it's by Trigger. Both the creator and the director is a huge, 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 huge name in anime. He's done Evangelion, FLCL. He's done...
Yeah, he's done the big stuff.
Like Samurai Champloo, Gurren Lagann, Kill la Kill. Like, just... out of this world director.
Okay, so I don't have to be worried about this.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I hope not. I should say, when I say Evangelion, I mean the movies. I don't mean the original. I mean the good ones.
Yeah.
Sorry to people who like the original one.
Well, I mean, the movies had to be based off of something.
Yeah, no, I'm saying, I'm like, I just, I mean... some of the episodes of the original are really, really, really good, and others are really, really, really bad.
Talking about Evangelion, do you notice, like, the references in Steven Universe to Evangelion?
I definitely notice the references to Utena.
Like, I know it references a lot of anime, but it's funny that it does Evangelion, too. This is, like, a pretty twisted anime.
Yeah.
This anime is... premise is like the main character's father works for a detective agency. It seems like we've got like a lot of mystery, like detective animes we're interested in this season.
I know, there's tons of them. We're going to be sick of them by the end of
this. Well, I like mystery stuff, but yeah, maybe it is too much. I don't know. I just think it looks really cute. It's going to be interesting how they translate it into 8 episodes. Or 8 minutes per episode. I don't know how that will work, but I guess if they don't talk.
Oh, God.
Are you sure they don't talk?
I just found out the co-director is Akira Amemiya, and I don't like him. But hopefully the main director will have a collar and leash over him. As for if I'm sure they don't talk, just talk about something really quick and I can maybe confirm it. But it doesn't seem like if they do, then they haven't announced any voice actors for it. And that's pretty rare at this time, less than a month before airing the series.
Yeah, that would be weird. It airs on April Fool's Day. And yeah, I don't, it is weird. So it's basically a love story. I'm not expecting, I don't think the story is going to be the strong part of this. I just think it's probably going to be the visuals and the cuteness of it. I would think, okay? Oh, so yeah, I'm going to be watching that one too.
Wait. I think I found something. Just a second.
It's just weird because if nobody did talk, you'd think they would mention that somewhere.
Okay, I found, there's 2 voice actors lined up. I found them.
Okay.
They're pretty new voice actors. Well, one, I'm looking at one so far. One is new. The guy whose name is, what's his name?
Ken.
His name's like A something, A Omega Nova or something like that.
The main dude.
Oh
my God, he has like a turtleneck. He's wearing a turtleneck. With, like, fur.
The only thing I know his voice actor from is Cardvite Vanguard G, which I only watched because I auditioned for the official dub of that. Yeah, and I got an understudy for the main female character, but I never got to be her.
Sucks to be you.
I know.
Oh, yeah, these characters are so cute. My God.
The female character is by Mao Ichimichi, who has, unlike the other guy, done a lot. Let's see what she's done. Oh, she was Hikari in Digimon. So, you know, she's got a bit cute.
Oh, yeah. Did they have the same voice actors from the old Digimon voice act in the new Digimon?
I don't think so. Did I think she's from the new Digimon.
Did you watch the new Digimon?
I watched the first 4 episodes. It was okay. It's by Toei, so, you know, Sailor Moon Crystal.
Where anime gets sent to die.
Toei actually...
Why are they grabbing all the popular anime?
Toei suffers from the same thing as Studio Dean. They were amazing. In the 1990s, absolutely amazing, and even a little bit in 2000s, but they suck now. They just absolutely suck. The only good thing they've released, I think, in the last 5 years is Kyoso Giga, which is amazing and has beautiful animation, and I don't know how they managed it.
Well, you know, maybe Kenner people don't share your opinions. Maybe
Sailor Moon Crystal.
Studio. They I'm also sure there's somebody who likes that.
I like everything about it except the animation.
I don't know about
anyway, that. Anyway, Toei didn't get the rights to do it. Toei has owned it. Like, Toei did the old Sailor Moon and everything like that. So that's why they get to animate it.
Why have they kept the rights so long? That doesn't make sense.
I don't know. Because they were the ones who wanted to do a reboot too, probably.
Well, they probably got first bid rights to it or something like that.
Probably.
But yeah, that's weird. So yeah, cool. Do you see like a theme occurring for the spring season? Like
Yuki Kaji?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, you said there was a lot of mystery stuff.
Yeah, but I'm wondering if that's because that's the only ones we're interested in.
Maybe.
You know what I mean? But it doesn't look too bad this season.
I mean, they have their fair amount of, like, girl anime going on.
Well, yeah, but I always ignore it. Like, I basically have blinders on. Like I just, it's like ads. Like, I just don't even, like, I just don't even, like, see it. It's like, okay, next.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Well, there's so much of it.
Like, there are some big names that we didn't mention that lots of people are going to be interested in. There's going to be Kyokai no Rinne, which is by the Inuyasha creator and Ranma ½ creator. There's going to be New Magi, which people love. Sailor Moon Crystal. I know some people who, despite my opinions on it, like, still really, really love watching that.
There's Beyblade.
It's Beyblade. There's Terraformers, which is seems to air almost constantly.
Yeah, that would be on the second season. That wouldn't be a new season.
Assassination Classroom's continuing. That's a big one people really like.
There's that Mayoi, the one with the bus, the strangers on a bus. Mayoiga? Yeah, 30 young.
Mayoi means lost.
30 young men and women who have come together on a shady bus tour.
Like, oh, I see all, it, Mayoi.
Why would you go on a shady bus tour? The destination, an elusive, possibly non-existent village called Nanakimura. Now, why would you go that there if it was non-existent? Okay, so they're hoping for utopian existence. So basically, we've got, like, a lot of, like, depressed folk or dire straits folk that, like, need to leave. Yes, in despair over the real world, waiting to escape the tedious daily life, wanting to restart your life from scratch. I don't know. When you have, like, 30 characters, like, you're probably going to have, like, some not well-developed characters in that. And probably a bunch of them die off. If it was one of those anime where, like, they kill a bunch of people every week, I'd be okay with that.
The director seems to really, like, have a strength in comedy anime. Like, he's done, like, all the Shin-chans and the Dokuro-chans and Daimaho Toge and Jungle wa Itsumo Hare no Jigu.
Doesn't look like
But they've also done Okiku Ofuri, which is good. But I don't know how they're going to handle, like, a serious anime. I guess they did Triple X Holic, but that wasn't that good. The anime adaption, at least.
You just say Holic.
Sorry.
You don't pronounce the X's. I know. I'm
so sorry.
Well, it's like, I'm just saving you time, basically, for the next time you have to say it. Now you have to say
it. Now, when all the times I say holic, that's all I know to say.
Okay.
My wooden chair.
It'd be like a spooky, like, it'd be cool if this was, like, tagged as horror. Like, I would watch this if this was, like spooky horror, like, and where, like, they get killed off. But I don't think this... I don't think.
Well, what is this tagged as?
Oh, this was crowdfunded.
What is this tagged as?
Like,
what's the genre?
Mystery tour. I don't know.
Another mystery? Could it be?
Yeah, drama mystery.
Oh, boy. Gonna get my mystery on.
It was crowdfunded. They were seeking 3 million yen in order to support the anime's production.
Jesus. Anyway, I think I'm done talking about stuff.
Yeah, I think we went over a fair bit. Probably like 5% of the actual anime that's airing we went over, but we can't talk about them all.
Yeah.
Because most of them I'm not interested in.
Yeah, same.
And a lot of them are crap. Like, let's be honest here.
Now you might
sorry
people's feelings.
Well, I mean, how should we end this? End our how do we
Bye.
End our first podcast?
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Bye. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.